Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Sometimes it is very hard to have faith in things that we cannot see or understand. Spiritually, since we live by faith, we should also walk in faith just as our fathers have for generations.
Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whenever we hear that glory.
Thank you, Father, for the examples of so many who have walked this life and have trusted you so many, many times. You are forever faithful, and we can trust in your word. The Bible tells us that if we believe in you, we will not perish, but will have everlasting life. We can bank on that. When you tell us to trust and not lean on our own understanding, then we know that you will direct our paths. And when Scripture tells us that you will meet all our needs, you will. God, we do believe, and yet we need and ask you to help us with our unbelief. God, help us to rest in your many precious promises and to walk by faith. Amen.
Thank you. constant friend. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved You more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that He is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved You more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, for grace to trust Him more.
You are listening to Call to Worship. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that's designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind, to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across these United States. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Please remember to mention the call letters of this station and be sure to thank them for including Call to Worship in their programming. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Strong. when the breeze that brings the rain seems to whisper Jesus' name, that's when he becomes so real to me. Just like the sun breaks through the clouds, he erases all of my doubts. That's when he becomes so real to me.
When it's more than I can touch, when it's when this world can understand, that's when he's so real to me.
When upon his name I call, when these tears begin to fall,
that's when he becomes so real to me.
That's when I pray, Lord, send your touch, and he sends that blessing I needed so much. That's when he becomes so real to me.
Thank you for joining us as we learn to walk by faith, hand in hand with Jesus.
When the phone rings at 3 a.m. with a call you'll never forget, or a note comes with a confession you had no cause to suspect, when you feel the fear of a confidence betrayed, or hear news that breaks your heart, that ruins a holiday. Faith makes a way to stand when others fall apart. Faith makes a path. peace for a heavy hurting heart. When we can't see past a moment, hope remains our priceless pearl. Faith makes all the difference in the world. There are dark nights we all have to walk through when the winds of tragedy blow. But as those who hold on to Jesus, there's a strength we've come to know. What may we will trust in Him, for He comforts and sustains us, proving it's in trials when faith makes a way to stand when others fall apart. Faith makes a path. Stay on.
The Bible tells us that we should walk by faith. In order to even begin a relationship with God, we must believe by faith that He is. Have faith in something that we cannot see. We find directions regarding that first step in John chapter 3. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, having faith in Him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. We are saved by God's grace through faith. We find that in Ephesians chapter 2. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Hebrews 11. Without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Jesus Himself shared an account of the rich man and Lazarus as we think about the promises we have in Scripture of eternal life in heaven. Luke chapter 16. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. It requires faith to have confidence in heaven as our eternal home. 2 Corinthians 5th chapter. For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good cheer. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. The Apostle Paul had faith that God would watch over him until the day of his return. 2 Timothy, I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and teacher, which is why I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Friends, when you walk by faith in God, then you can have confidence in His many promises. Listen to 2 Peter. By His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him, the one who called us to Himself by means of His marvelous glory and excellence. And because of His glory and excellence, He has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share His divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control. and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God knows that there are times when our faith is weak. Listen to Mark 9. Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, please remember that our relationship with God is not based upon blind faith, but by the Word of God, experiences of other Christians who have testified of Him, and by events in your own life where God has made Himself real. And be encouraged by the Hall of Faith found in Hebrews 11, where we read of the faith of our fathers and our brothers and sisters in the Lord.
As I look back on this road I've traveled, I see so many times He's carried me through. And if there's one thing that I've learned in my life, my Redeemer is faithful and true. And my Redeemer is faithful and true. Everything He has said He will do. And every morning His mercies are new. My Redeemer is faithful and true. My heart rejoices when I read the promise. There's a place that I'm preparing for you. I know someday I'll see my Lord face to face. 'Cause my Redeemer is faithful and true. My Redeemer is faithful and true. And everything He has said He will do. Every morning His mercies are new. My Redeemer is faithful and true. And in every situation He has proved His love for me. When I lack the understanding, He gives more grace. My Redeemer is faithful and true. And everything He has said He will do. And every morning His mercies are new. My Redeemer is faithful and true. Jesus is faithful and true.
Pilgrims on the journey,
of the narrow road. And those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary, their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly love. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. After all our hopes and dreams have come and gone, and our children sift through all we've left behind, may the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must follow.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song. Since we have our spiritual life by faith, then we should walk daily by faith. So, keep the faith. I pray that this time has been an encouraging and an important part of your worship. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, if you're not yet a Christian, please consider this. In the Bible, the book of Romans includes what is commonly referred to as the Romans Road to Salvation. In chapter 3 of Romans, we find that all of us are sinners by nature and by choice. In chapter 6, we can receive eternal life as a free gift. In Romans 5, we see that God demonstrated His love for us while we were His enemies. Later, the author of Romans makes it clear that we must trust and surrender to Jesus as Lord. And when we do, we have assurance of salvation through Jesus. I invite you to call upon Him today. Please take just a moment to write to us. I really appreciate your comments and suggestions. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. That online address again is calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again from Hebrews 10 and 2 Corinthians 5, "And my righteous ones will live by faith, for we walk by faith, not by sight."
Worry only sees the wind and troubled water. Regret keeps looking back, searching for the shore. Fear might only find a sky that's full of lightning. Faith keeps walking on, looking to the Lord. Searching for the shore. Fear might only find a sky that's full of lightning. Faith keeps walking on, looking to the Lord.
You took a chance, you heard the Master calling. Now you're doing something different than you've done before. Stepped out of the boat, and now the sky is falling. Don't stop doing the impossible. Keep looking to the Lord.
Worry only sees the wind and troubled water. Regret keeps looking back, searching for the shore. Fear might only find the sky that's full of lightning. Faith keeps walking on, looking to the Lord.
Just keep moving closer to the one who waits with open arms.
Searching for the shore. Fear might only find a sky that's full of lightning. Faith keeps walking on. Worry only sees the wind and troubled water. Regret keeps looking back, searching for the shore. Fear might only find a sky that's full of lightning.
Faith keeps walking on.
Looking to the Lord.